Is artificial intelligence causing major job losses and making it difficult for new college graduates to find jobs? Writing for Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, John Jay College Research Assistant Connor Smythe says that corporate media has created an exaggerated narrative that AI is doing just that. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with Smythe about his findings.
AI and layoffs. So you think that the effect of AI on layoffs has been exaggerated? How could that be?
When my piece came out, basically my argument was that the media had picked up on the story about AI and layoffs specifically happening with new college graduates since really like the introduction of ChatGPT, but the story was only really picked up on in the spring of this year. And when it started being promoted from the spring through the summer, it seemed that basically the evidence wasn't really there in order to support the strong conclusions that were being made, at least in some of the reporting. And so my article was sort of an attempt to push back against that specific narrative and to say, like, we need to look more closely at the evidence and have really a stronger set of evidence to prove this claim. That was really the claim that ended up being in the media, that the main story of what was happening to new college grads in the deteriorating labor market for this group of people was AI was taking the jobs, which I think was basically an overstatement of what was occurring and still seems to be quite hard to support based on the data.
So the argument that people make who invent new technologies, new approaches, is that, yeah, some jobs will be lost, but new jobs will be created. So are they saying the same thing about AI?
Yeah, interestingly, some of the people who are spearheading AI and who are like the, you know, CEOs of AI companies seem to be saying something roughly like we're going to just see new jobs being created. Like, I think this is sort of what you see from Sam Altman, where he's talked about how we're just going to see very different jobs in the future. But on the other hand, you have people like Dario Amodei, who's the CEO of Anthropic, another large AI company, who was actually one of the people who was at the forefront of pushing this narrative of AI taking jobs from new college grads. And he made claims in the spring, I think, about how AI was going to lead to basically a bloodbath for white collar workers and was going to particularly hit new college grads hard. So there's sort of a split even within like the tech community, I think, about what the impact is going to be, with some people being more optimistic and some being more pessimistic.
So as far as college grads, or for that matter, people coming out of high school without college educations getting jobs, what could be causing the problems in getting employment?
So I think the main story that seems the most plausible would be that there's a lot more uncertainty in the economy right now as a result of mainly the Trump administration's approach to tariffs and the sort of on-again, off-again nature of their trade policy. So the fact that companies basically don't really know exactly what their costs are going to be a few months down the line due to the high level of uncertainty in the economy could be making these companies very wary about bringing on young workers who they would have to train and who represent sort of an investment in the future and who are not going to really be producing necessarily the value that these companies want to see until like maybe several months down the line, when, you know, tariffs could be in a completely different spot and costs could force them to lay off these workers. So that's uncertainty, I think, would be the rise in uncertainty in the economy would be the story that I would point to.
Do you think, or do you know, if the AI / employment situation is being played differently in other countries by the media there or by spokespeople there?
I did see a little bit about it with the UK. I haven't really looked much at other countries, but in the UK, I think a similar thing is happening where there is a lot of fear about job loss and especially among younger workers. And so, you know, from some of the research that I cite in the article that I wrote on this topic was from the Financial Times, which was covering both the US and the UK, and it seems like there's something similar going on, but I'm not totally sure about countries beyond that. I wouldn't be that surprised if this is a more widespread phenomenon, but I think there are certainly some very substantial differences in how people in different regions of the world are reacting to AI. So certainly, the media coverage and public reaction should be expected to be quite different, just based on what we've already seen, like in Western countries, or very maybe like rich countries in the West versus some other regions of the world. I think the attitudes are quite different.
So here, or maybe in the UK as well, it seems like there's a lot of anxiety about getting any kind of a job. And do you think that the AI situation makes it worse, or it doesn't really have an effect? What do you think about that?
I think the strongest evidence for it having an effect right now is probably with this group of younger workers, and specifically with workers in tech, where it seems much clearer, much more straightforward, the case for why AI could be replacing jobs in tech among young workers. And so I think there's actually a recent paper out of Stanford that looks at this question of, are individuals whose occupations are more exposed to AI seeing a worse labor market, basically? Or to phrase that in maybe a little bit of a clearer way, are occupations that are more exposed to AI seeing worse trends in job growth? And they actually find that for young workers who are in jobs that are highly exposed to AI, there has been a reduction in employment, whereas that's not true for people who are in occupations that are more highly exposed to AI. It's really hard to prove exactly what they're setting out to prove in this paper, and I'm not sure that they fully prove it here. For example, it's extremely difficult to set up a measure of how exposed jobs are to AI, but the paper does point to the possibility that there is some there. Like, there is something happening, but we definitely just need more research to get a better sense. But I think there's probably AI is responsible for some of the rise in unemployment for workers in particular sectors that are highly exposed to AI, and particularly for younger workers. But I think it's probably a relatively small part of the overall story. And it's probably even a small part of the story in, it's probably not the dominant story for a group of workers like age 20 to 24 or something, just because there's so much else going on in the economy that's causing hiring to slow down, that it's hard to believe that AI would be the main driver, but it certainly could be a part of what's going on. But again, this is for like a small subset of workers. So overall, like in terms of the overall unemployment rate, I don't think AI is having much of an effect right now.
And is it, in your view, generally accepted that AI is going to be the wave of the future, or is there some pushback on that that may shift things?
Yeah, this is a question that I am trying to figure out. I'm not sure. There's definitely splits about how impactful AI is going to be. So I think we can break people down into the views down into several different prominent camps. One would be that AI is sort of going to lead to a future utopia. One is that AI is going to lead to a future dystopia. And then one is that AI is a total bubble and it's essentially useless and the bubble is going to pop and we're not going to really see any major transformation as a result of AI. I think there's then also a sort of a fourth camp that I would probably align more with, which says like AI is seems like the most plausible path for AI seems that it's going to play out sort of like the large general purpose technologies of the past, like the internet. And there's going to be a significant economic impact of AI, but it's going to be felt over a much longer time horizon than many of the most prominent proponents and detractors of AI are claiming that it will play out. So it's going to be more on the time span of decades that we see these really substantial transformations of the economy. And there probably will be a significant labor market disruption, but it will be more in the form of a reshuffling of labor and creation of new jobs at the same time as old jobs are destroyed or old tasks are taken over by AI. And so jobs that we already know just change in form. And so I think that that's probably the most plausible scenario for AI. But I don't know exactly what the split is of people who are watching it, like where to place everyone, like in these various camps. And I don't think that necessarily the majority of people would claim to be in like this fourth camp that I think is probably the most realistic view of what's going to happen with AI. But of course, there's just a high degree of uncertainty, so it's really hard to say for sure.
And how about our legislative bodies, the Congress and the state legislatures? Have they weighed in much on AI? Or is it like other technologies that it's just too new, too soon, and they don't understand it, that kind of thing?
There's certainly been some regulation, although I think at the federal level now, there's less of a willingness to impose regulation on AI. And there was like, I believe, a ban or a curtailment on state level regulation that was put in recent federal legislation. Although I'm less familiar about like sort of with the regulatory landscape currently, but my understanding is that it's relatively limited right now, just as people are getting accustomed to AI being a bigger part of the landscape. I think in the EU there's much more regulation in place.
As there
And
usually
yeah,
is. Yeah. Anything else you want to add to what you've said?
I would definitely recommend that for sort of like the media consuming public to really try to approach like the news about this with a very skeptical eye. Because there's going to be a lot of fear mongering, I think, about AI in the near future. And the ability to sort of spin these narratives about AI having a really large negative impact on employment is just always going to be there because there's always just a massive amount of layoffs happening. In my piece, I talk about how there's somewhere in the range of like 1.5 to 2 million layoffs per month going back over the last 25 years, just in a very typical period. And so if what we're concerned about is basically mass unemployment as a result of artificial intelligence stealing people's jobs, like that's really the number to keep in mind, that you have to push up layoffs to a really high level to probably get to that level of mass unemployment. Of course, hiring can decline and that can also raise unemployment, but to get to like the really scary levels of unemployment that people obviously want to avoid as a result of this, new technology, we would probably have to start seeing layoffs at a much higher level, which would mean like, many, many millions of layoffs each month. And so just be very skeptical of stories that are just pointing to like 1,000 layoffs at a few different companies, because it's just very unlikely to be enough to be pushing up unemployment to the significant degree that we're fearing.
Yeah, that might be a problem with how journalism is done. People want the story right away and they think they see a trend, but as you point out, it's just not enough time to really see it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that was, I think, my main critique that I was putting forward in the article I wrote on this topic was just, yeah, like the anecdotes are not particularly helpful here, especially if they're decontextualized. So it can be useful to sort of gather some clues of what may be going on, but if it's just layoffs in the range of like, a few thousands across a few different companies, like in the tech sector or something, we can't really conclude very much from that. And it's frustrating because it makes it hard to like write clear and informative articles. But it's also, I think, an area where like, yeah, that it's just really hard to basically incorporate this information into journalism that's not going to be like just leaving people like with more questions than they went into the article with. Which, maybe people should just be more accustomed to like going into articles with that mindset that they're going to come out of it just being like, well, I guess I have more interesting questions now about what's going on, but I don't really have better answers. And I think we're at the point right now where we don't have a clear answer to this question of like, how much is AI disrupting the labor market? How much is it raising unemployment? And how much is it raising unemployment even for like new college grads? Like, we just don't really have a very clear answer. And so I guess another point of advice is just be very skeptical of anyone who's like, well, there's a very, very clear answer to this, and we've proven it beyond all doubt.
That's John Jay College Research Assistant Connor Smythe speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on September 27th, 2025.